3, 2, 1.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It is Commissioner Cooper, and it's time for TSS Fantasy.
Boom.
That's what it is.
Boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
That's what it is.
Boom.
Yeah.
Fantasy Jesus. Here to save your fantasy roster. Fantasy Jesus.
It worked for The Rock and it's gonna work for me.
Yeah!
TSS Fantasy.
Yeah!
TSS Fantasy.
And you just got Flanders.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It is Commissioner Cooper, and it's time for TSS Fantasy.
And you just got Flanders.
That's what it is. Yeah!
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It is Commissioner Cooper, and it's time for TSS Fantasy.
Yeah!
I got the cream sickle on tonight because we are back in Florida, Tampa Bay style, the Buccaneers tonight. We got a fun one set up in store. Let's start out with the introductions. Welcome to the studio after a long absence, Justin Jesus Herrera.
That's right, sir. I'm back in town. I had a good game of bowling on Tuesdays, and then on Thursday, I took my lady out for our anniversary, so it's great to be back, and it's great to be back for the Bucks, man. I didn't miss a good team, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we got a fun one tonight, like I said. A lot of fantasy-relevant players to talk about tonight. We were fishing for them for the last few nights, although Atlanta's got a few nice little morsels in there, indeed.
They've got a good young team, for sure.
If you are joining us on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. Why is that? We have a contest. It's actually ending very soon, July 4th. All you got to do is hit the subscribe button, automatically enter to win a signed Justin Jefferson jersey by Pristine Auction. It's there for you. Just hit subscribe. No big deal. Get automatically entered to win. After that, we're going to have something else announced. Like I announced earlier on last night's show, Leroy Butler is coming on next week for the Packers show. We're going to have another giveaway as well coming up. So we're going to check that out. Also, don't forget, go to tssfantasy.com. Want to check out the round table, all exclusive rankings, articles from our boy OJ, the Juice is Loose Mayor is in there as well. So you'll want to check that out. Also, check out the show on your fantasy league. If you want to take your league to the next level, you want to check that out on tssfantasy.com. And we mentioned earlier, it's fantasy season. It's getting there. It's time to start drafting. It's time to start getting into it. Go to Underdog Fantasy. Use the promo code TSS. We'll double your deposit up to $100. And we're going to have so many fun contests on there. We're going to include Gatorland tickets. We're going to include all kind of fun stuff. In fact, tonight, we're going to feature some Gatorland tickets for our winners tonight for our Fantasy Jeopardy. So that'll be an exclusive thing tonight we're going to throw out there. Just want to throw that out there for our guests who are going to wait a sec. All right. So like I said, Justin, why do we do that, my friend?
Because we're the fantasy show of the people.
The fantasy show of the people, indeed. Like I said, we are in Tampa. Dr. Miller came with us. It's time for a house call. Dr. Miller style, let's go.
Look, I'm a doctor, not an escalator. Spock, give me a hand.
The doctor is in. We are back home in sunny Florida for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Dr. Miller, welcome into the studio.
Thank you much. Coming up on tonight's house call, we're going to be talking about Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt.
Ooh, all right. Anytime you can sprinkle in a Usain Bolt reference, you gotta love it. All right, well, talking about the Bucks, good. The NFC looks not too big this year, so it looks like the Bucks can make some noise. Now, Chris Godwin had some injuries last year, struggling to get on the field pretty much. What is his injury, latest injury update, and his percent to the bench for this season?
Tom Brady is running out of targets right now, right? He's running dry. Most recently, Goodwin's ACL tear occurred in week 15. So the good news out of Tampa Bay is that he is projected to be ready sooner than we expect. In fact, one of the wide receivers, Cyril Grayson, on his podcast reported that Goodwin's now running, quote, 19 miles per hour. Now, here's the reference. Don't get too excited about 19 miles an hour. As a point of reference, Usain Bolt's top speed was about 27, 28 miles an hour. So, you know, even at his top speed, Goodwin's still only two-thirds as fast as world record holder Usain Bolt. So even though they're optimistic in Tampa Bay, I don't see him returning for week number one. Again, ACL tear in week 15. As a receiver needing to cut and have confidence on that reconstructed knee, I think it's incredibly unlikely. Also, Tampa Bay made a big investment in this young man, right? They get $40 million guaranteed to him. The last thing they want to do is bring him back prematurely and waste this season. I think he may be starting the season on the IR. We're going 95% to the bench for Goodwin, likely starting there.
Wow. Boy, that's big for your fantasy drafts indeed. Make sure to keep an update on his progress for sure. How about playoff Lenny, though? Lenny Fournette, the ground and pound for the Bucks. What do you think his percent to the bench is this season?
This guy's never played a complete season. With that alone as our data point, he may show up in the playoffs, but he's a 95% to the bench during the regular season, right? He's never done it, and it seems foolish that at age 27, he's now going to play a full season. Like you said, he's going to play when it matters, but if you draft him, you need to have somebody up ready to go because Fournette will not play but two-thirds of the regular season. Best case scenario.
Definitely spell, you have to get the spell back every time you get the handcuff. Don't forget when you're doing your drafts, handcuff your backs for sure. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the doctor is closing out the NFC South next week. We're going to the NFC North, and we're excited to have that. We appreciate you in the studio, Doc, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week, my friend.
Sir. All right. We're still waiting on Nick to figure out what a link is in the DM to join us tonight. But, oh, well, whatever. We're going to keep moving on. We got guests waiting. Let's bring them in. We'll bring them in Tampa Bay Buccaneer style. We have pirates in the building tonight.
Yo, ho, yo, ho, a pirate's life for me. We plunder, we rifle and loot, drink up, me hearties, yo-ho. We kidnap and ravage and don't give a hoot, drink up, me hearties, yo-ho. Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me.
Not the theme music you ever wanted to come in with, I'm sure, but at least it'll be a fun night tonight. Let's welcome in our guests. First, welcome in Bobby Thomas, NFL journalist. Welcome into the studio, sir.
What's going on, guys? Thanks for having me.
We appreciate you being here. Let's also welcome in Big Game James. Welcome into the studio.
All right, fellas. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate you being here. We appreciate you. Rob from Sports Bliss with Rob and Chris. Welcome into the studio.
Thanks, guys.
And also Robert from Outside Leverage. Welcome to the studio, sir.
Indeed. It's a pleasure to be on with you guys and some fellow Bucks fans. Appreciate you.
Wow. Yeah, we're excited to have you. And actually, look who popped in. Nick is actually on site at Raymond James, ready to go. Fire up the cannons. Nick's ready to rumble. All right, guys, let's get things started. Let's talk about the 2022 outlook for you guys. Last year, 13-4, number one in the NFC South. We know we lost the divisional round to the eventual champs, 30-27, the Rams. Offensively, last year, you guys were number two overall. I mean, and why not? Number 26, though, in rush yards, probably your only Achilles heel, but, you know, who cares when you're number one in pass and number two in points scored, so it doesn't really matter at that point. Defensively, last year, 13th overall, number five in points scored against, number three versus the run, but number 21 versus the pass. Probably a lot to do with garbage time. A lot of teams are probably just throwing the ball a lot on you guys probably at that point. Free agent losses, didn't really miss much, honestly. Alex Kappa, guard, Jordan Whitehead's gone. Gronk, of course, somewhat retired. We'll see if that remains true throughout. Lost O.J. Howard, Ronald Jones. Added, though, Russell Gage and Akeem Hicks to your defensive end. Drafted a couple tight ends and Cade Otten, if I'm saying that right, and Cole Kieft. I mean, I'm just looking at this team overall, and I'm looking how the NFC right now is stacking up. And right now it looks like you guys are just going to run rampant, quite frankly. I mean, you're my pick to go all the way through. Right now I have you guys with a 14-3 record. But who cares what I think, because, you know, it doesn't really matter. Bobby, we're going to go to you first, sir. You tell me, give me the outlook for the 2022 Bucks.
Well, when you look at the Bucks getting Brady back is a blessing in disguise. I mean, now you don't have quarterback controversy. I do think that down the road, I think Kyle Trask is somebody who could really be relied on. He's just really young. I don't think he's ready yet. Give him another year. But having Tom come out of retirement is huge. I think this year, anytime you have Tom Brady under center for your team, you know, you could go all the way. I think you look at their schedule, I think it's pretty reasonable. I agree with I'll say, you know, 13-4. I think that I'll go with that. I think week one rematch of last year's week one against Dallas, that's going to be a huge, huge game. I'm really excited for that one. With this year, with the Bucks, I'll piggyback off of what you said. With free agency losses, it's not really much. It really isn't. They lost off some offensive linemen. They go and trade with the Patriots and get Tom Brady's old friend, Shaq Mason, who Buccaneers fans are going to love this guy because he's one of the best linemen in football, I'll tell you that. You know, losing Gronk, I do think Gronk will come out of retirement. And October, November, Brady gives him a call. Listen, we need you for the playoffs. Yeah. Okay, yeah, here he comes. But I know the organization really is high on Cade Otten. Training camp is in, what, 3 or 4 weeks from now? So I'll be definitely out there to check that out. I'm excited to see what he's got. But, listen, Chris Godwin coming back from an ACL and what the doctor just said a little while ago, I agree. I don't think he'll play week one if he does. Won't be back to full strength. I think maybe week two, week three. But he'll be a contributor no matter what. For me, I'm going to tell you this. I think Russell Gage is a guy to really, really look out for. I think he's going to be huge in this offense. He's playing that Antonio Brown type role that he did last year. He's going to be – I think Brady's going to look at him early and often. And I think they're going to be just fine. You know, they lost Ronald Jones. And that's, well, to the Chiefs, I believe, got him. But getting back Leonard Fournette was huge. They're going to be just fine. I'm going 13-4 for the Bucs, and they will be in there with the NFC. But they got to dethrone that Los Angeles Rams. I was at Raymond James last year, that game, back and forth coming down to the wire. I could see something like that happening again.
Indeed, and who knows who ends up on the tail end of that this time. Big game, James. Let's go to you, my brother. Tell me what you think the outlook for the 2022 Bucks look like.
I swear I think Bobby read my notes before he spoke, but I appreciate it for you guys having me on. Coming into this season, you know, when Tom first announced he retired, I think everybody almost hit the panic button. But once he decided to come out of retirement, and whenever he takes the field, he just gives you an extra sense of confidence that your team can do whatever it is you need them to do. And I think the guys that play with him feel the same way. I'm right there with you. I think this could be a 13-win team. Not trying to be funny. The only team that makes me nervous looking at the schedule is the Saints, because they were the one team that had our number last year, and it's something about that matchup within our division. But other than that, Atlanta's going to be a wash. Carolina should be a wash for us. I mean, I think those are games we take. The division's not going to be a problem. It just depends on that week two matchup with the Saints, and I think that'll tell us a lot of what's going to happen and what we can expect. I was also excited with Gage being signed, because the things he was able to do in Atlanta with no good real quarterback, getting him the ball and still being able to make plays, he can help fill that gap until Godwin is ready to come back. And whenever you got Mike Evans on the field, I'm always confident that things can happen. We throw the short passing game to kind of make up for the running game when Fournette's not really effective or he is banged up. And we knew Ronald Jones couldn't catch the ball out of the backfield, so that part I don't think we're really going to miss at all. Akeem Hicks was one of my favorite pickups. I loved watching this guy play in Chicago, and before the injury of last year, he had some really dominant years. So Sue not being signed back and him coming in, I don't think we really lose anything once you pair him up with Vea in the middle. So I think things look good for us. The Saints in the division, and then getting past the Rams later on in the playoffs, I think is going to be what we really need to worry about.
Rob, what say you, sir? What's the outlook for the 2022 Bucks?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about the Bucks this year, especially when Brady came back. I didn't buy that he was really hanging it up. I think he was looking for maybe some shenanigans, a way to get out of Tampa a little bit, but he had other ideas. But of course, he was under contract, so he had to come back. So he stuck with us for a year, which is great. We love it. We have another chance. We'll take another chance for the run. But I think the outlook is kind of the same as these previous guys. You know, I think if we were totally healthy at Godwin, it could be 15-2 team. I mean, if you look at the schedule. But with Godwin starting off slow, I think that may be an advantage for the playoffs, actually, because you're going to have that fourth receiver really get a lot of reps, get the step up, figure out who that guy is, and then later on the year, that's going to be good. I also agree with Bobby that I think Gronk will come back at some point during the year. I think he doesn't want to do this to his body. He wants to wait until the games are really count, you know, for that playoff run, a lot like Shaq used to do with the Magic, and save his body through the time. So I think it's going to be a good run for us. I think they're going to slip up in some games. The Rams is going to be a hard game, of course. The Baltimore, I think, will be a difficult game. But overall, I think it'll be around that 13-win type of season. And I want to see what Rashad White does, because he's a good running back that can catch out of the backfield. See if he can kind of help Fournette stay healthy and he doesn't miss a lot of games this year. And as you spoke in the beginning, they didn't have a lot of running games last year, but that's because they do a lot of those short passes. That's really the running game for the Bucks. And so if they can do those things, I think we're in good shape, stay healthy for the playoffs and make a run. We just need around 13 wins or so, be in good position and make a run in the playoffs.
Robert, what say you, sir? Give me your outlook.
Yeah, man, the outlook for the Bucks is for me personally, I don't know if it's clear cut for a lot of my fellow Bucks fans here. The Bucks have as of today, the Bucks have the toughest schedule they faced since Tom Brady has been in Tampa. The Bucks are facing a hellacious schedule. This is no way for me. I don't see it as an easy run at any point, beginning of the season, middle, or the end. I think we've got about eight playoff teams that we're looking at. That's a major deal, man. And in the history that we've been looking at the Bucks for the past few years on the tutelage of Bruce Arians and Leftwich, when we're talking about what the Bucks can do, we've always looked at the offensive side of the ball and how potent the offense has been. And they've been as talented and as potent as any offense has been in the NFL. However, this is going to be a year where we have to take a look and see what they can do that kind of goes away from what Bruce Arians has done, and see how many points they can put on the boards against really good teams as opposed to the terrible teams that they did it against the past 2 years. God willing, Bucks fans, I'm hoping we look at like 11, 12 wins, you know. But, I mean, it's a really tough road. And, again, we're looking at our schedule. we're facing off a lot against a lot of good offenses that are housed some really young and mobile, agile quarterbacks, which is that's something that the Bucs haven't had to face for a while. So, I think we're at the 11 win mark is realistic, I believe. And anything after that, it's going to be a pleasant surprise. And it's something that, we should be looking forward to. So if I'm looking at 11-6 with the Bucs, I would not be surprised. But that should be like the baseline for the Bucs. I mean, we've got a lot of challenges coming up ahead, but a lot of it is going to be, good and fun to watch against a lot of good teams. We kind of lost some players that, like Ronald Jones. I think Ronald Jones was our most potent running back. Even though he didn't get a lot of action last year, he was the most explosive running back, gaining 5 yards a carry, as opposed to a Leonard Fournette, who basically just grinded out and got a bunch of carries and so forth. And again, last year against some weak defenses on the run side. But, losing him, but, again, having Rashad White, the young cat coming in, he was like all-purpose running back from Arizona State, can catch the ball out of the backfield, a good weapon there, and can run the ball. So, the Bucs offense is going to look – it's going to be a different look. It's going to be a pretty good look. But if the Bucs don't come away with 11 wins, I'll be a little bit disappointed. Anything I said goes past that. It's, it'll be what it should be.
Robert, not as optimistic as the rest. Justin, let's go to you. What say you? Give me a quick prediction on the Bucs season.
Oh, just kind of bounce off what Robert said. You guys are actually playing 9 playoff teams next year, which, yeah, that's a very tough schedule, 100%. And then you got the Saints and the Ravens who, if circumstances worked out for them, they could have been playoff teams as well. So, that's almost playing the entire front at that point, So, yeah, it's going to be difficult. But, the good thing about it is the NFC has kind of relented whatever hold it had on the AFC with kind of this shift of talent that's gone over there. So the NFC is kind of looking like a wide open type of situation. I look at this team and I look at realistically when I processed the schedule in my head, I said 13-4. I thought 13-4 was a good number. I think 11-6 is a good, base number. It's a good floor number for them, but 13-4 is probably where their potential could end. Obviously, you guys got talent. Rashad White, I did like him coming out of Arizona State. He's probably the best. He's got the best hands of all the running backs that came out. You also have Gio Bernard. Brady relying on rookies has not really been his thing. Gio Bernard is somebody who can kind of fill in if he's not injured. Leonard Fournette has got one of those contracts that it's almost like a one-year run out the tires thing where they're just going to run him into the ground and try and win the playoffs this year and try and win the Super Bowl. So I'm looking forward to what's going to be going down in the NFC because I'm a 49er fan and I'm going to love playing you guys because I got bad memories of 2002 when you guys blew us out.
Even though Justin looks like a Buccaneer, don't let that fool you. All right, Nick, give me your quick prediction on the Bucs.
I think they're going to go 4-12 this year. Wait, I'm sorry. No. Anytime you got number 12, you got a shot, right? So whatever I would say, we'll just pile on to everybody else. But what the most intriguing thing coming up this season is, what are they going to do with the loss of Ali Marpet? Now, Marpet was an anchor on that offensive line. I was trying to look up who his replacement was, but someone told me to stop looking at my computer. So one of you guys can tell me who his replacement is. But now I believe that whole shift to the anchor goes to Tristan Wirfs. I think he's going to take over that offensive line. And basically, how long can Brady stay upright? All right. So if he stays upright, he stays healthy, you guys are going to be at least 12 wins. Like I said, if you got number 12, you got a shot. And, before everyone used to hate Brady, now we all love Brady. So, that's how it rolls in Tampa.
Yeah. So, I was me who asked you to stop looking at your computer because you do that pre-show, bro. All right, Robert, you brought it up earlier. You brought up the schedule. Give me the best game on the schedule that you're looking forward to.
I don't know if it's the best. I think I have to cheat and go and go with a 1A and 1B or 1 and 1A. And it's got to be the Rams the Rams and the Chiefs. We got them in. We got the Chiefs in Tampa in Raymond James Stadium. That's going to be a major game, man. Anytime you got you got two of the most popular quarterbacks in the game. And no matter, I know Tyreek Hill is gone away from Kansas City, but that offense, man, and the masterminds behind it, awesome. And then we got the revenge game. I'm never going to give up beating the hell out of the Rams whenever we get a chance and getting a chance to get that win back that, you know, we wish we had a won during the playoffs. But those two games, I believe, are going to be like two of the biggest games in the NFL this entire season.
I know these poor guys. I'm working counterclockwise. Nobody wants to be last. Sorry, Rob, you, sir, tell me favorite game on the schedule.
I'm going to go 1A, 1B, 2. The Rams, of course, because it's got to be the revenge game. Plus, my brother-in-law is a huge Rams fan. So we text during the whole game, talking smack to each other. So that's double the reward if we win. But then the other one I want to see is the Packers. I want to see how we size up against them early, and I think that's going to be important for the playoff race and seeding, of course. So I think we need those two wins for sure. And, you know, those are the two I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree with you more there. James, how about you, sir? Give me the one on the schedule. You're 1A or 1B or 1C on the schedule for you.
I mean, I want to take a page out of everyone else's book and do 1A and 1B, but I know the game I circled early on and did on my podcast early on, I did a 5 must-watch games, but the first one for me is the Saints game. You know, like you said, we played 9 playoff teams. Saints didn't make the playoffs, but they had our number. So I feel like coming out, if we can establish ourselves in that game kind of early in the season, see what we're going to look like, it'll help us down the road. And I'm with everyone else. The Rams was another game that I got excited about when I saw the schedule come out. But for me, I think that first game, it's week 2. It's on the road. Jameis is supposed to be back healthy. I think that we need to go into New Orleans and come out with a victory.
Bobby, what say you, sir? What's your favorite game on the schedule? Or
well,
three?
I got to follow a trend, you know, 1A, 1B. For me, of course, it's the Rams game. How could it not? But I think the Ravens game is a really intriguing one. That's one you really got to watch out for because want to see how the Bucs defense plays against Lamar Jackson. You know, he always gives everybody, I feel, trouble. So I want to see how those athletic linebackers of Devin White and Levante David match up against trying to stop him. And that I think that's going to be a really, really good game. I know that's one game I will be at Raymond James for, definitely.
Justin, give me one real quick you like.
That second game against New Orleans, because I think that's going to be a playoff game. The way that New Orleans has kind of set themselves back up, I think that that's going to be the last stretch where you guys need to get that kind of W in there, because then you kind of finish it out with Cincinnati, you finish it out with Atlanta, and you finish it out with Carolina and Arizona in that stretch. So I think you guys need to get that win to kind of establish it, get like a good mojo going into that last stretch of the season.
Nick, how about you, sir?
I like – actually, the game I like is Week 15 against Cincinnati down there in Tampa. I like it because the defending AFC champs are coming down. Could have been a potential Super Bowl matchup. And now, you know, you got rumblings of all the experts and the prognosticators saying that Joe Burrow is the next Tom Brady and yada, yada, yada. So I think it's – and, again, it's two exciting players, two exciting teams, and it's just going to be a very good game overall to watch.
Well, if you've seen this show before, you know what game I'm going to pick. How about Christmas Day? You guys are playing the Cardinals. Like, I mean, it's after we had presents, after we've eaten, we're chilling, we're just relaxing with the fam. And guess what? We got football on Christmas. I mean, that's great. Watch Brady, Murray go back and forth. Who let the dogs out? Indeed, I feel you. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. We're going to play Fantasy Feud Buccaneer style. We'll be right back.
Hayden, we love fantasy football.
We do?
It's a fantastic game, yet still not perfect. Like, I hate leaving high-scoring players on my bench.
The worst, man.
In fact, hate it even more when I put injured players and they're in my starting lineup.
Can't have that.
And I need a life. The waivers, the trades, every single week, it grinds on me. So we at Underdog Fantasy want to make fantasy football easier for everyone out there. It's called Best Ball, and we set your optimal lineup for you each and every week. You can do it all year long. We have drafts going all the way from February to week one of the NFL season. What are you waiting for? Use our awesome early sign-up offer to get a little extra something on that first deposit and that first time you play on Underdog Fantasy.
See you put them up, reach the skies, touch the stars up above, cause it's one time for the underdog, one time for the underdog.
Hey, fellas, if you have not seen this game before, we don't have any fancy gadgets or any buzzers. So, unfortunately, you'll just have to shout out the answer if you know it. What we're going to do is team you up. Rob and Robert seem like an easy pair, and we will have James and Bobby on the other side. What we're going to all do is I'll ask the question. There'll be five answers on the board. You shout out the answer. If you get the first one I hear that's correct, you guys will get control of the round. And if you get three, if you get all five, you're good. If you get three strikes, goes to the other team who gets a chance to steal. Tonight, in fact, brought to you by Gatorland. So the winners tonight will get two Gatorland tickets each tonight. So make sure you send me your addresses before we head out tonight.
Hold on. Before we start, I don't know about y'all, but I'm feeling like the Brady Bunch up in here. Got everybody up.
All right. Thanks for sharing, Nick. All right. With that said, time to play the feud. Brad?
Justin Jefferson.
Justin Jefferson. It's going to be a long game.
Not going to be a long game tonight because we got Buccaneer experts in the building tonight, ladies and gentlemen. All right, guys. You heard the rules earlier. Top five answers on the board. Here's the question. Give me the top five all-time passing yard leaders of all time.
Anybody? Just shout it out.
So Jameis Winston.
Jameis Winston. Just on it, all good. All right, Robert, you got control of the round for you and Robert. Jameis Winston, number one on this list, 19,737. You guys got control. Go right ahead. What else you got?
Oh, the top five?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I would say Vinny Testaverde.
Vinny, I can't see color. Testaverde. Number two on this list, 14,820. All right, you got number one and number two. No strikes. What else you got?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Number seven.
Number seven on the list, not in the top five.
Doug Johnson.
Doug Williams.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Doug Williams. So Doug Williams was number five on this list, 12,648. You're missing number three and number four. You have one strike remaining.
Let me see who else I have there.
You want to go? Can we confer here? Do you want to go? It's got to be someone that was there for a while.
Phone a friend.
Yeah.
It wasn't Sean King.
Absolutely
right?
Not. No. Absolutely not. No.
No, I'm trying to think of who was there a long time.
It definitely was not Sean King, I promise you.
Jeff Garcia wasn't there long, and he was hurt a lot.
Right. Who am I missing? Who am I missing? I had grease in my head for some reason. I'm like, wait.
He wasn't there that long.
No.
We gotta get going, guys. Get an answer.
Oh, I can't remember his name. Not Freeman. Was it Freeman?
Oh. Is that a guess?
Is it?
Sounds like one.
Yeah, let's go
with it. Freeman.
Who else are we missing?
You're missing number four. Josh Freeman was number three on the list, 13,534. You got one more remaining with one strike left.
Man, I'm about to go with Brad.
Brad Johnson?
We already said Brad Johnson.
No,
you didn't.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
You said Doug Johnson. Out of
Brad Johnson.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no. Number six on the list.
Number six. You were close. All right, Bobby and James, do you guys have this answer? You can't confer with each other. Do you have the number four guy on the list?
Would it be Trent Dilfer?
Trent Dilfer.
Back when he used to actually throw the ball.
Pulled it out from the doldrums. Trent Dilfer, number four on this list, 12,969. I find it funny, Tom Brady not in the top five, but number two all time in TDs.
That's what I had in my mind, too.
All right.
That's crazy. All right, let's go on. Looks like James and Bobby, they're up 1-0. Let's go to question number two, top five answers on the board. Here's the question. Give me the top five rushing TD leaders of all time.
Is Mike Allstott.
I heard Mike Allstott.
It was James.
I heard Mike Allstott. James, looks like you got control of the round. You and Bobby get control. Go right ahead.
Go ahead, Bobby.
Doug Martin?
Doug Martin.
Nice.
Let's see.
Doug Martin's number three on this list with 26. Mike Allstott, number one, 58.
Where's Warwick Dunn rank on this list? Is he on this list?
I can't tell you that.
You wanna guess?
He's on the list, but I can't tell you where he is.
I had to try to sneak one in there. I'm gonna guess Warwick Dunn.
Warwick Dunn.
Ooh, number seven. Okay.
Oh god.
Done more with the Falcons.
That's because Allstott stole all the touchdowns.
Right.
Yeah. He only ran from like one yard out.
Yeah, the Rhino package back in the day with him and Lorenzo Neal.
What else we got, guys? You got Mike Allstott, number one, and number three on the list, and we got two strikes remaining.
What's that guy's name?
Cadillac Williams.
Cadillac Williams.
Still one of the best names.
Ooh.
Six. Oh.
Close. No cigar.
Man, the pressure is on.
It is.
Cadillac Williams.
A lot of meat on this bone right now. You got one. Oh, you got one strike remaining. All you've got is number one and number three. So remaining are number two, four, and five on the list.
Oh, God. This is tough. I'm trying to.
Yeah.
Man, I'm just happy I got one.
The buzzer about to go. Buzzer about to go. Do we got a guess?
I'm gonna say one. LeGarrette Blount.
LeGarrette Blount. No.
Stop it. Get some help.
Dude, I don't have enough fingers for that. He's number 14.
All right, Rob Squared, you guys got a chance to steal it here. Like I said, a lot of meat on this bone. 2, 4, and 5 remaining. Do you have a guess?
Yeah, James Wilder is up there.
Yeah. James Wilder.
Oh!
Rob Squared has stolen it. He was number 2 on the list, 37. Not Gene Wilder's nephew.
Was Eric Red.
Yeah, he was number 4 on the list, 24. Yeah. And number 5, Reggie Cobb, 21.
Yeah, Eric Red was my next one, but yeah.
All right, it's all tied up. This is a fun one. This really tests your fanhood on this one. Top 5 answers on the board. Here's the question. Give me the top 5 opponents you have the best winning percentage against.
Oh.
Lions.
The Detroit Lions.
Went all the way back to the Central.
The Bears.
One percentage.
The Chicago Bears.
I don't think you guys should try the Packers.
I spent a lot of time in NFC Central, so the Vikings was a part of that.
Viking? Oh, I'm sorry. So you're guessing the Vikings?
Yeah. I'm trying to
Panthers?
29 teams to go. Make it 20. Make it 28.
Ooh. Falcons.
Atlanta Dirty Bird Falcons.
Wow. All right, Bobby, we've got a guess good this round.
Finally got that one. They are number 5 on this list, 29. You guys are 29 and 28 against them, a 509 winning percentage against them. All right. What's up, guys? Let's see what else you got.
Here. I'll stay with the NFC. Seahawks?
Seattle Seahawks. Did it go? I didn't hit it.
Oh.
He said oof.
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 All right.
That wasn't our first strike.
Were you? Hey, because we had to go. We went extra overtime with
that's right. Okay.
Before, so
okay.
I got to make up the time somewhere.
Got it.
All right. You got one strike left, and you only got one on this list. You got one, number 1, 2, and number 3, and 4 remaining.
Falcons. No, we already said Falcons. Sorry. Yeah. My bad. That's what we got it with. I was thinking 49ers.
The 49ers.
I couldn't have said it any better myself.
All right, Rob Squared, you guys get a chance to steal it again. A lot of meat on this bone. 1 through 4. Can you guess which one?
You want
to
go?
Rob, AFC? I think we got to go to AFC. Yeah. Got to go to AFC like squad was- for them. Definitely haven't played them as much as the NFC. So.
Maybe the Bengals or.
I was literally thinking Bengals, absolutely.
Let's do it then. Bengals.
Cincinnati Bengals. Killing it big time here. Cincinnati Bengals were number 2 on this list, 7 and 5, although they are tied with America's team, the Miami Dolphins, also 7 and 5 on this list as well against the Bucks. Number 1 on this list, the Buffalo Bills. You guys are 8-4 against the Bills. And number four, the Chiefs, 7-6 against the Bills, believe it or not. So no, if you don't know, now you know. Rob Squared is up 2-1. We're going into round four. Big one here. If Rob Squared gets it, it's over. We're going to go opposite end of the last question. Top five answers on the board. Give me the teams that have the you have the worst winning percentage against.
Green Bay.
The Green Bay Packers.
Bowling Saints.
What was that?
I heard Saints.
The Saints.
The Saints.
Fudge. What the fudge?
Here we go. 29 to go.
Patriots.
New England Patriots.
Indianapolis Colts. Definitely.
Indianapolis Colts.
Whoa. I'm going to go the Eagles.
The Eagles. Nope.
Minnesota Vikings.
Minnesota Vikings.
Steelers.
The Pittsburgh Steelers. Might as well just call you the winner.
Oh, man.
Steelers are number two on this list. You guys are 2-9 all time against the Steelers. All right. You got control. Who else you got?
What's taking it? Chargers.
San Diego Super Chargers.
Rams.
The, well, L.A. Rams got me all discombobulated. No! You left a lot of meat on this bone again for these guys to take a swing at it. Again, number two was all that was said. The Steelers, 2-9.
I was thinking Raiders or Giants.
So if they're both wrong, does he get two strikes?
Well, no. Well, he's talking to his teammate.
I'm asking Robert. What do you think, Robert?
A way to give it away, Nick.
I didn't.
No, right?
Pick a different way.
You can see me, you all. Are you thinking Raiders or the Giants?
Or somebody else, since they're both wrong.
I didn't say they were wrong. I didn't say they were wrong.
I don't know why I'm thinking. Ravens.
Say Ravens, then. Sorry. Go for it.
All right, we're going with the Baltimore Ravens.
Four Gatorland tickets, the Ravens. We're going into overtime for the Raven for the Gatorland tickets. Number one on this list, the Tennessee Titans. You guys are 2-10 against the Titans. Oh, wow. The number three on this list, the Texans, 1-4 against the Texans. Wow. All right, and how about this? Now, if you think that's bad, wait for this next one. Number four, the New York Jets. You're 3-10. 3-10 against the Jets. Oh, my God. And number five is the 49ers, 6-18 against the Niners. You guys brought them up. I get you were winning. I don't think so. All right. Last round, guys. Here we go. Top five answers on the board. Give me the top five passing yard leaders of all time. For the Bucks.
Oh.
We did that.
Yeah, we did.
Passing yards. Yeah. We already did that.
Yeah. We did passing yards?
Yes, that was the first one.
That was the first one. Oh, right.
I'm sorry. And I even wrote it down, passing yards. My bad. Top receiving yards all time.
Mike Evans.
Everybody knew that one.
That's why I wrote it down as pass. So I was kind of deceiving everyone, maybe. I don't know. My bad. All right. Good job on that.
That was a new keyboard, Justin. That was a new keyboard.
No, that was a little too many gummies.
The fat fingers?
All right. Talking about receiving yards. Mike Evans, number one, 9,301. You guys got control for Gatorland tickets. Let's see if you can close it out. What else you got?
Which one of us has control?
Oh, I don't know who said Gator. I missed it. I just went to it. Who said Gatorland? Who said Gatorland? Who said
Mike Evans?
I said Evans. I believe Bobby Thompson said Evans as well.
Who had said
I think
it
we all time. Said it. I think Bobby got it first, though. I think
probably.
All right, okay. Let's
Bobby go got
Bobby
it.
Then we'll do a gentleman. My bad on that one. It's hard to see at this point with all these damn.
This is what happens when you don't go professional and get buzzers.
We need buzzers, bro. Right? Yeah, for sure. All right, go ahead, Bobby. You guys got control. Let's see if you can close it out for Gatorland tickets. What else you got?
Let's see.
All time receiving yards.
Is Keyshawn Johnson one of them?
Keyshawn Johnson.
He didn't have anybody to throw him the ball hardly.
He had Brad Johnson.
Number eight on the
exactly.
List.
Exactly.
He got one right.
Yeah, Brad Johnson. Oh, man. Let's see.
Oh, this is tough, geez.
The pressure is on. Tick, 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 tick.
Nah, he's not going to be on there.
Well, let's hear it.
I was about to say Horace Copeland.
Horace Copeland.
Who's Googling over there?
Extreme guess.
Here's some typing.
Horace Copeland was number 25.
Wow.
Little off. That's all right. Just a bit outside, as Bob Euchard would say. All right. So you got number one on the list. There's four answers remaining, and you've got one strike left. Come on, guys. Got to get another one.
Oh, my goodness. I'm no help at all on this one, Bobby. I apologize.
No, it's all good. I'm guessing too myself. So. I hate to do this. I'm going to say it, and it's probably wrong, but I'm going to go with, because he's been so good, I'm going to go with Godwin.
Chris Godwin.
Cool.
Believe it or not. He's number four on the list, 4,643. All right. Who else you got?
We have two strikes. Wait a minute. Let's see if I'm right. Is it God rest his soul, Vincent Jackson, one of them?
Vincent Jackson from the grave.
From the grave?
Number five.
Number five on the list.
So we need what? Number two and number four, is it?
You have number two and number three remaining on here.
Okay.
Oh, man. I'm surprised you guys haven't said this guy yet.
Don't you hate that guy when you're playing a game?
Yeah.
that guy. Oh, I know it.
Because I got a name at the tip of my tongue, and I'm just really drawing a blank right now. that doesn't help at all.
The pressure.
I know we're running out of time, but I...
Here comes a buzzer. We got to get it.
Mike Williams?
Mike Williams. Good. Whoa.
From SC.
I have never heard someone say so many wrong things, one after the other, consecutively in a row.
All right, Rob Squared, you have an opportunity for Gatorland tickets. Either number two or number three on this list. Can you guys name it? No pressure.
Mm.
It's tough.
You just don't think of receivers. You think of the Bucks.
Mike Williams.
Tight end on top of my target. Who that?
Mike Williams was number 11.
Wow. And I just remembered the name I was thinking a few seconds ago that just didn't come to me when we had.
I'll let you guess it if they don't get it. All right, guys, come on for the tickets. Give me a name.
Doo, doo, doo. Rob, you got something on your mind? Who you got?
I don't even know, man. I'm being honest. I don't remember any receivers from back.
Wins, but one of the tight ends, actually. If I'm not mistaken, one of our tight ends had a Jimmy Giles.
No.
He's number six.
Oh, no.
Number six on the list. All right, number two.
Is Michael Clayton on there?
No.
Okay. It is Mark Carrier. Mark Carrier was number two, 5,018 yards. Number three, Kevin House, 4,928. Guys, if you don't know, now you know. Your fandom is now in check, and you can check anybody at the bar tonight. Congratulations to James and Bobby. You are winners today.
Clayton was number 13.
Dang.
Clayton, number 13. And I'm sorry for Rob Squared. For tonight's being tonight's losers, you do get the Dumbass of the Week Award.
Dumbass. Dang bees. They call me Dumbass. Play kind, need a tiny. Stupid.
So you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Not for nothing, though, that was literally the most exciting game of feud I think we've had to date. Came down to the wire. Great job, guys. I appreciate you. Let's take a quick break. When we get back, we'll talk. We're a fantasy show. We're going to talk a little bit about fantasy rankings. Believe it or not, we'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. It's Commissioner Cooper from TSS Fantasy. Want to give your own fantasy league that extra professional touch? Say less. We got you. TSS was based off a show that we did on our own fantasy league.
Mike, night, night, sorry, and now possible toilet bowl. You're on your way.
Now we want to bring that professional, fun, and creative side to your fantasy league. And you can do it for as low as $5 extra per owner.
Oh my.
I will guarantee it will increase your interactions within the league, create more fun, friendly banter. And give your league that extra real life feel that you didn't know it needed. Look forward to interacting with you and your league soon. Don't forget TSSFantasy.com. Go visit it today. Get signed up. We are the Fantasy Show of the People.
We're really running late tonight, so let's get it started. It's time for some rankings. Are you ready? Well, we'll start out with the quarterbacks. I mean, Tom Brady last year, what else can I say? Number three in 2021. I keep saying it. Obviously, as an America's team, Miami Dolphins fan, I'm done with Brady. I'm done. I just want to see him start to regress at some point because I'm just over it. I'm over seeing you, bro. I'm done with it. But I don't know with this NFC the way it looks. Like, I just don't, you know, I know you guys were talking about the schedule and the toughness of the schedule, but the NFC, quite frankly, I just think looks wide open, especially for secondary, quite frankly. So I like Brady's schedule. I do have him ranked a little below the top 10 this year, only because I like some other guys a little bit better, but he's still definitely a quality quarterback for you to take in your fantasy drafts, no doubt about it. Justin, what say you, sir?
Yeah, I mean, I was looking through his stats, and it was hard to find something that he wasn't good at last year. I mean, he had the most deep ball attempts, and then you factor in, when you have the most deep ball attempts, you shouldn't have one of the better percentages, right? Not wrong. He had the 13th best percentage. He was completing 40% of his passes when he was throwing it deep. Red zone attempts, he had the most red zone attempts, had 129, and he was the fifth best in the red zone. This is just a guy who, at this point, he knows what he's doing. He's really good, and he goes out and he recruits the best players. He is the epitome of a team guy that wants to just win championships. And so when I look at that and I look at what he's surrounded himself with, yeah, I'm all in on Brady this year. He's at my QB9, and that's only because everybody else above him can actually run with the ball. And, you know, if we've seen Tom Brady run, the only person that looks more ridiculous is Mac Jones running. So, yeah, I'm all in on Brady this year.
Yeah, he, you know, again, doesn't even matter because he dumps it off. He's got a nice quick release as well. Like
most passing yards last year.
And, you know, just nasty. All right, Nick, what say you, sir?
I think the only thing that Tom Brady can't do on a football field is catch. So, yeah, again, 5,300 yards. He only had 43 TDs and 12 picks. So, again, just like my predecessor said, I have him at 11 just because the other guys are younger and more agile and can run. But other than that, there's nothing on a football field he can't do.
James, what say you, sir? We'll go to you on this one on the QB. Do you think we got him in the right spot? What do you think about Brady this year?
Every time I pick against Tom Brady, I'm wrong. every year I say, man, we got Tom Brady, but he's declining.
So, you and the rest of the league.
Yeah, and every time. And like, I had a chance to pick him last year, didn't, and I ended up being mad. So I'm going to quit guessing against him and say, yes, he's in the right spot.
I listen, there's nothing wrong with that. That definitely is what you would do in Vegas for sure. All right, let's go on to the running backs. Let's go to Lenny Fournette, number 13. I have him ranked this year. Last year, number 11th, not too shabby. You guys mentioned the additions in the running back field with Rashad White, Keyshawn Vaughn as well. So, you know, I'm not sure how much that's going to eat into his snaps this year. Maybe they give him the ball a little more, maybe preserve Brady a little bit. Also, just get this running game just going. We mentioned how low it was ranked last year. Although, like I said, doesn't really matter when Tom Brady's throwing you in and out of games, quite frankly. So that's where I got Lenny Fournette. Justin, what say you, sir?
Yeah. So, I mean, I got Lenny Fournette at 14 right now. He's probably going to go up a little bit. I want to see him shed some weight. Those pictures just coming in with fat Lenny, I'm just like, oh man, they're doing this man wrong. But, you know, efficiency wise, he had his best career year last year, 4.5 yards per carry. 67% of the opportunity was his. I think that's going to go up with Ronald Jones being gone. I mean, Rashad White, I think he can be an efficient running back, but he's still a rookie too. So you're not going to really put too much on a rookie third rounder. As far as routes run, targets, everything, this man was top 10. I mean, he was top 5 in routes run last year. And like I said earlier, he's a dead cap of $9 million this year. It only goes down. He's $5 million next year and $1 million the year after. I think if Brady's here for this year, they're going to run the tires off of him. They're going to absolutely, you know, send it into a full-off playoff mode, try and be playoff Lenny the entire time. He's a redraft wonder. And then the next 2 years, they're going to either cut him or they're going to, you know, run out his contract. But, yeah, I got him at 14. He'll probably be going up soon.
All right. Nick, what say you? Where do you got playoff Lenny? Okay.
So, currently I have him at 18 in my PPRs just because a lot of everyone they have above him catches more passes out of the backfield and has more more yak yards and actually has more receiving touchdowns. So that's why I have him at 18. But again, like Justin said, I think they're going to run him into the ground, and then he's got durability issues. So let's see where he's at by week 15.
Robert, we'll go to you on that for the running backs on this one. What say you? Do you think we have him in the right spot?
No, I'd actually have him down a little bit lower. One thing that you have to look at when you look at you try to look at his forecast based on his last year's production. The Bucs faced a lot of weak running defenses, and he got the ball a lot against those weak running defenses. That inflation. I mean, if you don't take a look at that and look at it carefully, it'll get you screwed up a little bit. Leonard Fournette has been a hell of a running back since his college days, but last season was one of his best seasons. You look at yards per run. Again, that was against a really weak stash of defenses, and that's not going to be the case, as we brought up several times about this schedule coming up this year. So Leonard Fournette, as much as we want to believe that he's going to get run and used as much as he was last year, the opportunities I don't think are going to come as much. He should be ranked a little bit lower. Great talent, but yeah, he's got a lot coming ahead of him.
That's why we came here, to hear the experts bring us the expert insight on the team. Let's go to receivers. Mike Evans last year in 16 games ends up at number 6 last year overall. Chris Godwin last year, he had a couple of injuries, 14 games. He ends up 19th overall. Russell Gage, you mentioned him earlier, with Matt Ryan last year, number 45, again, in a different offense, either or. You can't go wrong with any of these guys, quite frankly. I don't think Mike Evans is going to be money for you this year. Chris Godwin, and I like Russell Gage, especially with Chris Godwin not getting on the field right away. You're going to have Russell Gage in that role. Alluded to this earlier. You're going to see Russell Gage get that time Antonio Brown type routes. So I like Russell Gage even when Chris Godwin goes back. You got some great talent here on three decent good receivers. Bobby, we'll go to you in a second. Justin, what say you first on the receivers?
Yeah, I mean, this is another group. Like I said, this is all team redraft right here. If you want to redraft stack, go straight up with the Buccaneers. Mike Evans, 8 straight years of 1,000 yards. Cool little note that I found is he's ran his highest slot percentage these past 2 years. And that has figured into him having his highest amount of touchdowns in the past 2 years. He's had 27 touchdowns the past 2 years. It's because he's been averaging 30% in the slot. So they're getting him in the slot in the right times in the red zone, which is a smart move when you're 6'5". He's been trailing at 19 red zone targets for the past 3 years consistently too. He's just plug and play. Just get this guy and go. As far as Gage goes, I love Gage. One thing that I pulled from Gage is that he had a very successful win rate against man, and that was actually one of the best spots for Tom Brady. He was the second best completion percentage against man. So I think that, he's another guy you can slide into the slot, and he can make some linebackers and some safeties look silly. And then Godwin's going to be a godsend when he gets back. Another guy who just terrorizes the slot, 57%. In the slot last year, 26 red zone targets. This man had 14 games, and he was on pace for 119 receptions. He's just an absolute beast. When he comes back, he's going to be gold for whoever has him.
Our own fantasy Jesus with some religious quips with his analysis tonight. Nick, what say you, sir, on the receivers?
Okay, so I got Godwin and Evans ranked 9 and 10, respectively. The only difference between the two of them really is the fact that Godwin had 5 touchdowns and then Evans got all the rest of them and he got 14. And then when you looked on the list, you got the third leading receiver last year was Fournette, and then it was Gronk, and then it was Brown, and then Tyler Johnson, and then Cameron Brate. So now we take out Gronk and we take out Brown. So then it goes to Johnson and Brate, and watch out for Brate. I think he's going to be leaned on a lot this year, especially in the red zone.
All right, we were going to go to tight end next, but anyway, Bobby, go right
ahead.
That's
called a segue.
Bobby, go right ahead, sir. Give us your analysis on the receivers. Where do you think we got them in the right spot?
Absolutely, 100%. I think the Buccaneers' wide receiving core as a whole is a top 5 unit.
I think in any redraft you're in, definitely look at these three guys. As I alluded to, Russell Gage, I think he's going to have his best year as a pro with Tom Brady for those reasons that Justin said as well earlier. Mike Evans is one of the best receivers we've ever seen. He's so consistent. No matter who is under center, he's going to put up double-digit touchdowns and 1,000 yards no matter what. I love Chris Godwin. He's arguably one of the best receivers in football. When he's on the field, this guy just produces. We've seen him have trouble with drops here and there, but I really like him. Once he gets back from his knee injury healthy, there's no stopping them. And with Brady having arguably playing these three seasons with the best receiving core he's ever played with. And guys, I'm a diehard Patriots fan, so Tom Brady is a god to me. I could say that Tom Brady this is his third year with the Bucs. What I've seen in two seasons with the Bucs, what he's done is just, I'm not surprised. I knew what was going to happen, how good he could be. Because Tom Brady, with the riches he has as a wide receiver right now, he's lighting it up. And while he was in New England, there was times like in 2013 where he was playing with no-name receivers at some times, and he was still putting up numbers. So the receiving core for the Buccaneers is in great hands.
Troy Brown is a name that always comes to mind. I mean, I'm like, man, what would Troy Brown be without Tom Brady?
Deion Branch.
Got lots of those guys for sure, indeed. Yeah, great indeed. Tom Brady's great. These receivers are great. Go out and get them. That's easy fantasy analysis. I didn't want to spend too much time on Cameron Brady, to be honest with you, but apparently we got some sneaky Cameron Brady take. So I got him right now at 19. Justin, what say you? Cameron Brady alone right now in the offense. We'll see if any of the rookies set up, but what say you?
Yeah, I haven't adjusted since I've heard about the Gronkinator retiring. But I will say that, you know, Cameron Brady does have sneaky value. He's already got a repertoire with Tom Brady. I've heard good things about Cade Otton, but once again, it's a rookie tight end. Rookie tight ends rarely hit, and, you know, I'm sure that Brady's going to look at Brady more than Otton, but there is the chance that Brady gets hurt. He's had an injury history in the past. So I will say Cameron Brady, Cade Otton could be interchangeable. I'd probably put them around like tight end 25 and put them in a situation where if I can get them at the back end of a draft, which is where a lot of people are getting them right now, I'd snag them just for the opportunity to get some sort of Gronk numbers with him. Even if you get half of what Gronk can do with him, you're getting a steal.
Nick, let's hear your excitement again about Cameron Brady again.
All right. So, Gronk retired. I thought I did the adjustment. It didn't take. That's no problem. I had Gronk at nine, so I'm going to take him out. And then I'm actually going to slide Brady right in there behind Gesicki, and I'm going to put him at number 14 because of Tom Brady. Okay, so his success is going to be directly contributed to Tom Brady, and can he find him in the red zone? So that's why I'm going to put him at 14.
That is pristine analysis right there. His success is based off Tom Brady. You are correct. Rob, what say you, sir? Are we right on the money with Cameron Brady?
Yeah, I think I tend to agree with Justin. If he's around later, I would take him because he will get those red zone looks. But you could also look, you know, maybe Evans' catches go up a little more in the red zone. He's targeted a little more. And then Fournette's going to get some more easy passes too, possibly, because that tight end isn't there. So I think the tight end's not going to be as big of a role, but he'll still get some catches. So I think if you can get him late, he'll probably be good value.
Indeed. All right. Well, gentlemen, we appreciate you guys closing out the NFC South for us and including the Buccaneers. Let's go around the room. Let everyone know where they can subscribe and all you find your great stuff. Bobby, we'll start with you. Let everyone know where they can find you.
Well, you can find me on my Twitter page, BTOMS81. This year, I do write for the website Bucs Report, so I'll be doing a lot of that this year. And just expanding my NFL coverage all throughout Twitter, Instagram. My Instagram is BobbyThompson81, and just continue to grow.
All right, get out, follow my man Bobby. He's got it all for you. Let's go, Big Game James. Where can we follow you and find all your great stuff, sir?
Yeah, you can find me on my YouTube channel, Big Game Sports Buzz. Also on Twitter at JK97 or at Big Game Sports Buzz on that. And then I'm also going to start a show on Bucks Report this year called Big Game's Pewter Perspective. Mm-hmm. And we're still working on the date and time of that, but I'll make sure I post it on my Twitter page. And we run a live show every Tuesday and Thursday, 8 p.m. Central Time right now, Big Game Sports Buzz.
Now, make sure you follow, subscribe. I mean, I know we're going to be checking that out. We need to get all this inside Bucks information. Absolutely love it. All right, Rob, for you, my friend, Sports Bliss with Rob and Chris, where can we find all your great stuff and subscribe to it?
You can find us at our webpage, sportsblisswithrobandchris.com, or we're on Twitter, sportsblisswith1, and you can catch our podcast on any platform pretty much. We're everywhere.
All right. Well, they're everywhere, so go everywhere and subscribe. It's no big deal. Just hit a button, guys. I mean, geez, it's not a big deal. I know we all just want just to hit a subscribe button. All right, my friend Robert, Outside Leverage, let everyone know where we can subscribe and find all your great stuff, sir.
Indeed. First and foremost, thank you again for having me on. Yeah, you can find me most of the time on Twitter at Outside Leverage. Right there on Twitter. Also, my website, theoutsideleverage.com. That's where I do most of my writing. Also, you'll be able to find the podcast as well as some game day experiences for those fans who haven't been able to make it out to games and so forth. From beginning of the tailgate to the very last person walk out of parking lot, you can see some of my stuff there. Again, that's at theoutsideleverage.com, podcast and everything and writing in those areas again, right there.
All right. Well, we appreciate you. We appreciate all of you coming on tonight. Big night tonight with the Bucks. That was a lot of fun. We're going to close out the NFC South, and we are going to go into the NFC North next week. Like I said, I teased it earlier on our Friday Packers show. Leroy Butler, Hall of Fame inductee, is coming to the show to talk some Lambeau Leap and some Packers. So we're excited for that. Also, on July 4th, after the fireworks are done, come check us out on YouTube. We're going to have our Viking show. And on that show, like if you're watching now, hit subscribe because we're going to be giving away a signed Justin Jefferson jersey for all new subscribers. Check that out. Get involved. Justin Greasy Fingers doesn't matter because that thing is wrapped up, ready to rumble for you guys. Hit that subscribe button. We appreciate you all. We'll see you soon. And we are out.
We're on a mission. Yeah, that's what it is.